I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, election results come as no surprise in Russia. Learn what they mean for churches in just a moment. Then later, inspiration from Lebanon for tired believers. Stick around and listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. But first, on Sunday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin won a fifth term in office after nationwide elections that have received mixed international attention. Joel Griffith with the Slava Gospel Association affirms that during this season, there have been significant crackdowns on any opposition to the government, as well as on freedom of speech.
It's almost like a return to the Soviet days in some areas. But in terms of the churches, what they've tried to do is really focus on their ministries as much as possible.
The government keeps a close eye on church activity.
The churches continue on as discreetly as necessary to be able to not only continue their worship of their normal ministries, but also to send missionary pastors out to proclaim the gospel.
Believers are praying for continued open doors to send missionaries to areas of Russia where the gospel hasn't yet fully penetrated, such as the Arctic Circle and the Far East region.
If things continue to tighten up in Russia, I have no doubt in my mind that they're resourceful people and they will find a way to continue to obey the Lord and share the love of Christ and the gospel going on.
Pray wisdom for Russian church leaders in a politically charged nation.
The scripture tells us to pray for our leaders, that we could peaceably live and function in the times where God's planted us.
Next, it's not as hard to change the world as you might think. As young Iranians reject their government and Islam, their awakening to who Jesus Christ is could change the entire Middle East. You can be part of making history. Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive has a name for Iranians under 30.
I call them the generation of fatherless and fearless. Fatherless means they have nobody over them who cares for them. Anybody older than them, they don't care about them. Fearless because they're free from the spirit of Islam. Spirit of Islam is fear, controlled by fear. So they're not afraid of the government. They're not afraid of Allah. They have no fear.
Young people in Iran may be unafraid and searching, but they also need clear understanding of who Jesus is. Many of them are coming to this conclusion.
I don't want God. Religions all are bad. They all have been used by human beings to oppress other people. Christianity is the same as Islam. So it's our job to tell them, no, it's not. It's different. The last 6 months has been an explosion of salvation of young people in our ministry.
Pray for Iran Alive's work in evangelism, Bible distribution, and more. But first, ask God how he could use you at this historical moment in Iran.
We can change the direction of a nation for eternity. And once Iran is saved, the whole Middle East and even the whole world will be impacted.
And finally, as conflict between Hezbollah and Israel continues across Lebanon's southern border, the nation's spiritual landscape is changing, one family, one child at a time, as they grasp God's love. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says,
Christ's compassionate heart leads us to love on and care for unconditionally, without any discrimination, to all the people who God puts in our way.
Rather than argue differences in politics or religions with the families they serve,
what's important is to move every conversation into a Jesus conversation.
When people realize God's unconditional love, they start to accept others with whom they don't see eye to eye. It's a massive step forward.
Arguments in the Middle East are not words arguments. They're not fist fights. They're wars.
With that in mind, the ministry offers 1,300 children schooling that includes character formation.
In those biblical character traits, we're raising a new generation, a generation that does not revert to anger, to hatred, to revenge, but rather reverts to love, forgiveness, and acceptance.
Pray for all of Lebanon to be radically transformed by God's love. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
For us to change that, we need to have a calmer, a kinder, a more caring individual.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.